You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say, but it wasn't going to happen here with him.
All right, it is that time for the Bob Ryan, Gary Tangway, Zoom and podcast right here on CLNS Media Network, sponsored by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. Okay, Bob, you and I were texting last night at the time. Well, obviously, we're recording this on Tuesday, talking about the Celtics game against Charlotte. I want to go back to the one before that, though, the last two games. So let's start with the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies had three guys missing, including Marcus Smart. And it was just one of those games where I was wondering, okay, Celts, why are you letting these guys hang around? That was my thinking during the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because my thinking was allied, except it was the opposite. Other than the 6-0 start, I felt most of the game saying, why aren't they losing? Or how much are they losing by? I felt that the entire game they were losing, even when they were winning. And then eventually won, you know, nicely in the end. But dodged the major bullet there. You're right. Three starters, including Moran, who hasn't played at all, won't be playing for a while yet.
Right.
But still, it wasn't impressive. It was, you know, it was luck, you know. And I just say to yourself, and of course, there's other ways, all multiple ways of rationalizing these things. And this one, well, your best player went 1-for-11 on threes, and you won. And, that was the night before. I'm getting confused. But anyway, they didn't play well. And then last night, they were lucky. I felt very, you know, lucky that they won in Memphis. And they got what they deserved last night. Although, if certainly wouldn't have bet that Holiday would miss two free throws.
Well, I was just going to say.
They win the game. The game's won if he makes.
Well, that was the key to the game, in my opinion. You know, you go back to the first game, and it's in Memphis, and, you know, it's you always have those games during the regular season.
Sure.
You're going to go, all right, we're going to give him a pass. You mentioned the 1-for-11. You mentioned the fact that the Grizzlies were down a couple guys. You know, your team, regardless of who they are, whether they're the 69 Celtics, you know, or the 73 Knicks or what have you, they'll play down to the opponent. So I was willing to give them a pass on that night, and they came away with a win. And you could also use the cliche, which we've been using a lot this year, is a year ago, they lose that game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, well, someone actually wrote that.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You know, imagine that. Oh, somebody came up with that? Somebody said that?
Yeah.
you know, it's so overused. We use it all the time. But last night, I was, as a Celtic fan, I was kind of pissed, you know, because now I you know, I'm not doing the pregame show. I'm not attached to the team. I talk to you and Goodman. So I'm a fan. I really am. I mean, I get pissed. I was like, last night, I was like, come on, you guys. I mean, you're up by 6-8 points. You got 2 minutes to go. You got to put this one away. You know, Tatum is having the game of his life. What a game last night by Tatum. I felt bad for Tatum.
The thing about it, in my mind, is the one thing that we should, they should always have to count on is defense. It's I was looking for stops. I was looking for stops that were and that's the thing that's bothering me.
Well,
more
yeah, I mean 121, 118 in overtime. In case
I was looking for stops.
You're right. I was.
And
too.
I'll say this: there were two individuals in each of the two nights that you got to give credit for on the other side, and they didn't stop either one of them. One was Desmond Bane the night before. They survived him on a major night. And last night it was LaMelo Ball. And by the way, I've been thinking about, you know, because Lonzo's out, but LaMelo has really emerged as a significant player in this league. And the daddy is much of a clown and a distraction and, you know, pompous fill in blanks. He was kind of right about at least one of his kids, if not both of them, because Lonzo's a hell of a player too when he's healthy.
Well,
so I got to give Daddy credit. He raised a couple of good ball players.
Well,
right?
I and that's the second point. After I got pissed off, you know, and watching the game, then I went, man, this LaMelo Ball, he's fun to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so, you know, so to go on the positive side, I mean, he is so much fun to watch.
Oh.
And he's buried in Charlotte, you know, the poor kid. But, you know, his numbers, he took 27 field. I mean, 36 points. I mean, he won the game.
And I mean, he made a beautiful drive. He made a really tough drive, you know, when they needed it. And over, I believe, Porzingis even challenged it.
Right. So,
Tatum, somebody did. And it was really good. The other thing about last night, you know, talk about what might have been category. Hayward came up pretty big at moments against them.
I forgot and, all about him. You know,
and I had... Honest to God, I said, oh, that's right. I said, oh, that's right. There's Hayward.
That's
and
right.
Hayward, in fact, played well and made some big ones. And I'm happy for him. I mean, that's the strangest career of any Celtic of perceived consequence ever, to get hurt the very first night at the way he did and never have the career he should have had. He had moments, but not enough. Anyway, so... Oh, here's the thing, though. I'm not. I hate to play the "I've been around and seen it all."
Oh, no, I mean it's true.
I'm going to play the "I've been around and seen it all."
But you can, you know, and you do. You earned it.
I'm not overreacting one way or the other right now. I'm not like you. I'm not happy last night. That was a game.
I mean, as the game in particular, watching the game. That's the way. Right. That's the way I live my life, Bob. Is like one game at a time. Like,
I'm not happy.
Gonna be there at the end. We know, but like I'm watching last night's game, I go, okay, you guys, you almost laid a stinker the night before. This one, you should win.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you're right. And so, guess what? Now you can go. They were 1-for-2, you know, and they went 3-1 on a road trip.
Oh, they went 6-7. They're fine. They're fine.
And you know, I was looking at some of the X's and people, you know, including our the estimable Mr. Bill Simmons, who's out there, you know, he watches every Celtic game with a like a scientist, and you know, and he dissects the frog every night, you know, Bill. Right. I mean, he's amazing, but I say this out of admiration and not almost friendship. You know, we haven't seen each other in years, but you know, I feel a kinship with him. He takes this really seriously. He was out fuminating. I answered him back, you know. You know, hey, come on, it's November 20th, and they went 3-1. They went 3-1 on a road trip. The point I'm getting at is you can't overreact. It's too early. But you have a right to be angry. You have a right to be right in the moment. But in the big picture, as I said back to him, in April, May, you're not going to remember this game.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And so, I understand, you know, that.
We got more important fish to fry. But it was winnable. But well, and the Memphis game was losable, and that's the way I'm rationalizing
right.
it.
Well, see, but this is why. But see, you grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I don't know. Like, do you consider yourself a Celtic fan?
Then
or now?
Of course, I am. I mean,
well,
I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Bruins. I'm not one of these writers that will go around preaching detachment. No, I don't see the slightest problem with being a fan and a journalist at the same time. I don't, you know, because when you're writing or when you're broadcasting, you put on your journalist hat. when we're having a conversation like we're having now, and this is what this ultimately is, you know, the fan in me, there's a fan and there's a writer and an observer. Yes, I'm a Celtic fan. I don't deny that, and I won't deny that I'm not rooting for all our local teams.
Yeah, so, you know, I go game by game, and sometimes my wife or my kids will even look at me and go, like, just shaking their head. But, like, when I take time to sit down and watch a game, that's the kind of the way it is now. You know, when I take time to watch a game or go to a game, I want to win. And I took my daughter, who's a huge, huge basketball fan, huge sports fan. We were in the Philly area. We went and saw the Sixers and the Celtics in Philly, the first one.
Yeah.
Celtics were awful. Terrible. I was pissed.
Yeah,
I was like, come on, man. I'm in South Philly. I paid to get in the game. I got this Sixer fan next to me who won't sit down. You know, I mean, I'm mad. I go, they laid a complete egg in that game. I mean, that game was and they still almost won it. But that game was terrible. So, like, last night's game, you know, while I'll continue. Look, Jaylen Brown to me last night, he was 5 of 17 from the floor. Did not have a great night offensively. You're right about the defense. They didn't get stops when they needed to. And you got to make your foul shots. I mean, you just talked about it. So I don't know, you know, how long, you know, we let people skate. You know, I just, you know, Holiday, I don't know how much longer you say, you know, because you got to make those, man. And he was like minus 4 last night for the night. So he didn't have a good game. So, like, I'm going to kind of get on him a little bit.
Well, of course, they didn't have White. And
that's what I wanted to bring up to you. Last night's game, again, I know it's November. How big of an example the absence of Derek White?
Oh, well, of course, it would have been incalculable. I mean, it is, because he contributes in so many ways. He contributes on offense, he contributes on defense, he contributes on smart plays, the pass before the pass. You know, he's just a good player. So no, he's missed any time. No, he's not there.
Well,
he's,
see, and that brings us to the point, Bob, that you have talked about. We've talked about the playoffs and how you need a bench. I mean, Pritchard, love him. I think he had 19 last night. But not enough. I mean, that's the point. Like, last night, they should have won the game without Derek White. I'm fine. But when Derek White's not there, it, to me, it exposes the bench.
Well, I liked a lot of what I saw with Pritchard. To me, that one great play in the lane, it was terrific. He gets sneaky offensive rebounds. You know, he's not going to, you know, he's a defensive liability. There's no question. Right. You know, and so it's a plus minus thing. And I think I don't know what his plus minus was last night, but he had 21 points, I think. But yeah. I'm funny, because I'm taken away from the bench. I'm more encouraged in general. Hauser, the name before, hit 5 threes, without which they don't win. And last night he didn't, but he's getting closer to the guy that I think they need. And that would be good. I'm going to just hang in with Pritchard. I certainly respect what you're saying, and I understand anybody that's going to have to point to the negatives on him, but I'm going to accentuate the positive on him. And I, the more you see him, the more you realize that he is more than just a open jump shooter, because he does get these sneaky damn offensive rebounds. Like, every night he's doing something that is scrappy. He gets things done. So, I'm going to, you know, but should he be the reliable third guard, or does he need to be that specialist for that? You know, if they got their team intact, then he would be that fourth guy, not that other guard, not the first guy. So, right. I'm just going to hang in with him, but, you know, this is the last year. I mean, we got to get something out of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're a little more optimistic than me because of the defensive end. And I just think that's what I was thinking last night. No Derek White. And I understand, you know, that guy can't go down. I mean, obviously, there's the Tatum camp. We have the suspects, but Derek White certainly cannot go down.
I sure want him against. Now, he may or may not play against the against the Bucks on Wednesday night, from what we're told too. So that would not be good. But once again, you can't be crying for yourself. They play like we already started off the show by saying that they beat a Memphis team without three starters. So we can't be, you know, ourselves at any given night. In that regard, that's nature of this beast in the world of professional sport, period. So, you know.
But to wrap this up on a positive note, I do want to say that to me, Tatum is the MVP right now. He is my MVP. Of the league.
I only want to have this discussion I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way.
We're approaching Thanksgiving. Yeah, I guess you could say
here's my thing, Bob, is like last night, I really felt bad for Tatum. I mean, 43 points, the guy has stepped up. He's done everything. I have not seen any. Okay, he has a bad shooting night. But in the past, I could always point to a flaw in Tatum's game. I could say that he disappeared this night, or where was he this quarter? I haven't seen that. I have seen this guy. I think he's been fantastic.
No, I think he's been terrific. Before annoying him, you know, there's a guy in Milwaukee that, you know, he had 42 last night. We're going to give another look at on Wednesday night. It's going to be in the discussion. There's a guy in Denver that's going to be in the discussion. There's a guy in Philadelphia that's going to be in the discussion. This guy, you know, and it might be some guys under 6'10 that we might enter into the discussion at times. But no, I'm happy for his progress. I thought we're going to, here's your, my closing little salute. The more I see of Porzingis, you know, he can play.
Yeah.
He made a huge block and I mean, he had to save the game the other night. Lately he's not making those threes and I don't care, frankly, because I like the other stuff he's doing and those threes will come with him. No, I like it. I mean, he looks like that was a really good addition. I don't think there's much doubt that just, you know, knock on the old proverbial oak that he stays healthy.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action, NFL. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including you got spreads, you got your player props, you got over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. All right, Bob, let's move on. That's our Celtics stuff.
Yes.
Lots of scoring. Now, as a fan, where do you fall?
Oh, I've always been pro scoring and I went through a period of time when we had the Ice Age back in the 90s when you scored 105 points a game, you know, you won the league. And I like scoring. I think people want scoring. I always say this about scoring. No one ever fell in love with the basketball by saying, oh boy, I saw a good stop last night. You fall in love because you want to see the ball go through the orange. And we have come out of the Ice Age and it's not just the three, although, you know, the three certainly has a lot to do with the final number, but it's the pace of the game and how you play the game, how you choose to play the game. Right now, Indiana is number one scoring per game. That's 125.7. We got four teams with 120. Atlanta, 5 effectively, but Atlanta, 6 with OKC scoring 120 points a game. Celtics are 7 right now with 117. Sunday night, it's got me thinking about all this. Toronto beat Detroit 142-113. Phoenix beat Utah 140-137, because that was in two overtimes. And OKC beat Portland 134-91. I think people love it, and I think that I like it. It has to speak to pace, you know, and the pace of the game. And now the team that is a good piece on the New York Times today about Indiana and the effect that Halliburton's having. Halliburton's having a terrific start, Tyrese Halliburton. And he's having a terrific start. And their pace is the best in the league. I think it's good. I think it's a more entertaining game. So when people are scoring points.
Do you think there are less whistles?
I haven't thought about it in those terms. I don't know. We have to see the numbers.
It just came into my mind.
When
you mentioned pace, that I agree. The problem is, in the past, with the three officials, that interrupted the pace.
Good point.
So
good
perhaps.
Point. I'll have to keep my eye on that. That's a very good point. And of course, I had a theory about three officials in pros versus college. I think it's bad in college and great in the pros. And I don't like it in college because I think that too many college referees referee by what I call egg timer. And they are beholden for their next job to the conference commissioner for whom they are working that evening. And NBA players, referees have a season, you know, contract. They're going to work unless something terribly goes wrong. You know, the guy, he or she totally messes up. But they're going to work tomorrow night, and they're going to work. They know they're working on February 24th. College officials aren't like that. And so I think a referee wants to be heard from every now and then. They will. And if you want to look for stuff off the ball, a guy grabbing this guy, bumping that guy, you know, or making this, you can do it. I just think college refereeing too often, not all the time, but too often, referees referee by egg timer, inject themselves into the game when they're not necessary. I don't think NBA referees do that. They don't have to do that. But I think college referees sometimes feel they got to do that. So anyway, that's
there
that.
You go.
One other thing I talk about just very quickly about scoring and such.
Yeah.
I hadn't looked it up, but now I have. It just fell into my lap. Guess what team is average taking the most 3-point shots per game in the NBA? With a number of 43.8 per night.
Sacramento.
Sacramento is not the answer.
Ha!
Answer is the Boston Celtics.
Oh, wow. See, you know what? That was, to me,
I wouldn't have expected them to
obvious.
Be number one.
I thought it was too obvious.
They are. Now, what team has the highest? Their percentage is 36.4. They're taking 43.8 threes a game. Guess who leads the league in percentage? Team. You won't. I mean, if you notice, you know, more power. It's OKC. 41. They're the only people shooting 40% from on threes. Celtics are at 36.4. So just so you know, I think it's, by the way, the last place, the least scoring team in the league is Portland at 102.9. I guarantee you 102.9 25 years ago would have put you in the top three or four.
Right. Now, well, yeah, 30 points a game went to Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, speaking of OKC, you want to talk about some up-and-coming
teams. Oh, my God. First of all, I want to talk about some – we've got – I think it's going to be a really fun year in the league for because it isn't just about the couple of blue bloods at all.
Agreed.
People think it, but it's not. I've got four teams, I call them up and comers: Sacramento, OKC, Minnesota, and Indiana. And these are teams that you like to watch play because of individuals particularly. I think it's good for the league. And there's one other little subplot in the league right now. With all the vast attention that was given to Victor Wembanyama, and deservedly so, and to a point, he's already had some clunkers, not just the one in New York, but he didn't have any big night last night. And it's not an automatic, folks, that he's going to be the rookie of the year. There's another 7-footer with a similar range of skill and body type who is himself having opening eyes, Chet Holmgren, who we had to wait a year for, didn't get to play last year. Chet Holmgren is put that one on your viewing calendar, folks, to see this kid. I don't know if people took note that last week against Golden State, he had the 36-point, 10-rebound, 5-assist game in which he shot 14 for 22, or that on Sunday night in Milwaukee, he went 6-for-6, 2-for-2 on threes, had 16 points, and that he's shooting 57% from the floor and 46% on threes. So keep your eyes open on Mr. Chet Holmgren.
Well, it'll be good to have a Rookie of the Year race. Would he be considered a Rookie of the Year?
Oh, I would hope so. He didn't play.
Right.
He was on a roster, so I can't see why he would be ineligible. Then again, arcane things happen. But so I'm assuming he's eligible. But maybe the overall point to make is that there's a lot of breadth and depth in the league in terms of players that are worth seeing and teams.
Well, the Celtics game is a perfect example. I mean, if you're looking around and you see Charlotte playing, you want to see what LaMelo Ball does.
I mean,
when John Morant comes back with Memphis, you want to see there are players on different teams. Now, those teams, you don't think Charlotte's not going to, you know, they're not a contender, but you see some Minnesota. Minnesota's got some guys. I mean,
Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards
is another one.
Anthony Edwards is really making a case, you know, for himself. And I think he really benefited. See, funny how things happen for some people at different times. Being on that USA team, even though they did not win, they got, you know, in the summer, he was the best player. And I think it really emboldened him. I think it really, you know, gave him confidence and bravado that I'm not saying he lacked, but that it's really been enhanced. And he's a dangerous player to go against now, which is so, and good for them, because that's a franchise. What have they, you know, once Garnett left, what have they had?
I know. It's been terrible.
Nothing to talk about. And now they got, you know, they got something to talk about, and I'm glad.
And it's a great city.
I love Minneapolis. My wife and I are big Minneapolis fans. We like Minneapolis.
Bob, favorite Thanksgiving food? Side, and then what's the most overrated?
Well, if I could have one food to stuff myself with, it would be the stuffing.
Yes.
As long as it's the right stuff, but because some people mess it up with extraneous nonsense. But, you know, you want the Pepperidge Farm and the sausage and heat it up. Let's go. But anyway, good sausage. Good stuffing is good. You got to have cranberry sauce for me. You got to have that.
Not the can. The berries.
I'll take the can. I'll take the ocean spray. But I'll take. Oh yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm not. If that's what you got, that's fine. But if you got something more exotic, that's wonderful.
Yeah, for me, cranberry never always pushed to the side. Overrated.
Oh, I love it.
No doubt about the stuffing. Just long as you don't have too many breadcrumbs. And there's always going to be gravy.
Oh, got to have gravy. And keep some of these casseroles, save them for another day. Not, you know, save them for something else. You stick with the basics here. You run off tackle and you don't run a triple reverse on Thanksgiving Day. You run off tackle. You run push tush. That's what you run. You run turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, biscuits if you got biscuits, or at least some kind of a nice, you know, bread of some sort.
A heated roll.
Yes, not bread, not white bread, but something like that. And if you want a vegetable, make it green beans or and nothing else. That's
well
what
said, Bob. Gobble, gobble. Enjoy. All right, that'll do it for Bob Ryan. I'm Gary Tagway. And I need to tell you, as Bob has already left the show to prepare for Thanksgiving, we have been sponsored by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your team wins. See you, folks.